Warning, the following podcast is listed as explicit material and is unsuitable for children under the age of 18.
Previously on the Living Showcase podcast,
Pornhub is releasing a new wearable tech that lets you use masturbation to power your smartphone.
My phone is never running out of battery.
So, alternative power source? Masturbating. Like, this is the ginormous alternative power source.
Welcome to the future.
I'm waiting for him to have a jerk-off powered car next.
It'll happen.
Once again, Bryson's car will never.
This thing gets 1,000 miles per video.
Living Showcase podcast does not endorse driving and masturbating at the same time.
Unless you're a passenger.
Although, if you have to, go for it.
Just do it, man. Rub one out.
Just get all the way in the right lane so we don't see you.
Well, just roll down the window.
Shoot it out the window. How pissed would you be riding a motorcycle? Oh, God. Man, I know I should wear a helmet today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob, Danny, and Mark, the Living Showcase Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Showcase Podcast. My name is Jacob Haglock. With me tonight is Danny Meckler.
Popping that jam.
Wow.
What?
No, that was good. I liked it.
Thank you.
Mark Roberts.
This one's for you, America.
So, I don't know if you know this, but Paul has put together our intros for, like, the past four episodes,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And he did this one specifically for you. If you can listen to the background music. Let's take a second.
Wow. Wow.
I was waiting for it. I was like,
you know, I kind of had a feeling just because, you know, but I was listening to everything else that he was saying, so I wasn't paying attention to the background music. But no, I definitely hear it now. And, fuck you.
So for those of you that did not listen to last week's and are catching up with us this week, last week Mark took a vow that he would listen to an annoying song for an entire week. Business week is what he calls it.
The fuck did you come
from? And we had fans vote and they picked Barbie Girl.
Goyle.
Yes.
Barbie
yes,
Goyle.
Barbie Goyle. She's out there. She's Aunt got Janine's her blonde hair. She's got her pink little Corvette. Now, what was the other choices? It was like Wagon Wheel, right?
By wagon Darius wheel Rucker. And Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
And Do You Want to Build a Snowman, correct. Which was turned down because you have yet to see Frozen, and we don't want you to miss that opportunity.
Right.
So here's my thing that I told you a couple days ago that I found a loophole.
Okay. Can we stop this terrible music in my ears right now so that we can actually hear what's going on?
No, I'm loving it.
You could always take your headphones out.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. All right. What's this loophole that you speak of?
So here's the loophole, which the bet... It's not even really a bet.
No,
it was a challenge.
It was a challenge.
Okay. The challenge in itself is just that you had to listen to Barbie Girl to and fro anytime you were in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Never said you had to listen to Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Okay.
That's true.
All right.
So Lauren did me a favor and found
some sleuthing.
Yeah.
She did some sleuthing and she found many different bands that do Barbie Girl.
Wow.
That's why she's here. Again, this is the first one. And it's her personal favorite. It's Homegrown Barbie Girl Punk Cover. And it's loading right now.
And this doesn't fall into your cock rock category. This is not very good.
Just hang on one second.
I don't know.
This is terrible.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like that one.
So, And then what was the other one that you found? But this brings up a big question.
On Spotify, there's a whole category.
On Spotify?
Barbie Girl, the remixes.
Yeah, it's you're not on a microphone, so. On Barbie, on Spotify, there's a whole Barbie Girl different mixes, and even Offspring covers it.
Seriously?
Seriously. I haven't heard the version.
That one I might have to listen to.
But here's the, but I mean, here's a question. Do you think...
Yeah. And Lauren's over here dancing.
Yeah.
Where were you all fucking week when I had to listen to it in my car? Bastard.
No, but here's my question.
Okay.
If you had the like, if you just downloaded the same song but all by different bands and different variations, do you think you could have lasted or not been as annoyed as you were this week?
Variety is the spice of life.
I mean, I would say probably.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, at the same time, we'll just get into it now. Like, it really didn't bother me. It really didn't. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
oh, that's terrible.
The only thing that sucks is, like, you know how every time you go through moods where you just want to listen to something different.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of in a mood for this. I'm kind of in a mood for that. And I'm like, oh, nope. Well, I just need to listen to Barbie Girl. So, I mean, it wasn't really all that bad.
Because your first Snapchat was amazing.
Yes. Yes. Your Snapchat was so good. I wish you could have, like, posted that to Facebook. I just, like, I wish you can take, like, a video off of Snapchat and post it to something because that was amazing. Basically, it was him in his car listening to Barbie Girl, and you just had, like, this completely fuck you face.
And at, like, one point, I even just went...
with a deep sigh.
Yeah.
And then in the text it was like, this is my life for the next week. It was just like...
Oh man, I was thinking about I did really bad, and I apologize at the tweeting and the Facebook updating.
Yeah. I'm gonna update every day. Not once.
I put Twitter on his phone.
Ever since I've been getting stupid fucking Twitter updates on my phone, and I want to
die. That's
why
I didn't see it. I didn't
Twitter. That annoyed me more than Barbie Girl did. But I actually drive over a bridge to go to work every day, and there was only, you know, once or twice that I actually thought about taking the car over the bridge.
I would have just taken your iPod and just, like, chucked it.
Oops.
Just
like, sorry.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, some freak accident. Oh, I can't listen to
that. No, but honestly, it really didn't bother me that much. But I did have what I like to call a week of reflection.
A week of reflection.
When it comes to Barbie Girl. I've come up with a few speculations.
Real quick before you continue that.
Okay, sure.
Did you ever reset your play count to see how many times you listened to it on the way there and on the way back?
I did not.
Did you ever try or attempt to count how many times by yourself?
Not by myself, no. It got to a point where I just, like, as I was listening to it, sometimes I would tune it out, like, in my own head.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty easy to do.
I also got to a point, I think it was Wednesday, I walked out of work and went to get in my car. And I sit down in the car, and Barbie Girl is automatically playing in my head before I can even hit play on the goddamn iPod.
Nice.
So it's like Pavlov's theory.
Yeah, right. You know? Pavlov's dogs, man. Well, and it didn't help that, like, we met on Tuesday at John's and somebody just put Barbie Girl on the jukebox.
Somebody. It was that person right there.
Oh, your lovely lady over there?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was Miss Britt.
And then Thursday, I met you at Mangy Dogs.
Yep.
And they had a DJ, and I specifically went to the DJ and requested Barbie Girl.
And then before he plays it.
How many times in a row?
Just once. But before he played it, he like comes over, you know, the PA, and he's just like, so this was by request of somebody. I don't even know why somebody would request this song. It's terrible.
He's
but...
like, it was terrible when it came out, and it's even worse now.
He's like, here it is.
I'm a Barbie Girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, but everybody sang along to it.
Right.
Like, everyone in the bar. It was really funny. So I want to hear your theories, though.
Okay. Nice. Now you lost it. Well, see what happens when you throw things?
Now you have insurance.
So first and foremost, Barbie is, in case you guys didn't know this, but she's a dirty, dirty whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty whore.
Well, it helps that she's in plastic, so you can just wipe her off.
Right. I mean,
STDs don't stick to plastic.
It's fantastic.
Oh, you're a dirty girl, Laura. Laura, you want it. You made my doll a whore.
What?
Next up, I determined that Ken.
Yeah.
Ken sounds like a cowboy rapist.
A cowboy rapist?
A cowboy rapist. Like,
that he rapes cowboys?
Hey, Barbie. Want to go for a ride? Like, super creepy.
We're going to hog-tie you to a bear trap.
He's almost got that kind of, like, almost a southern accent, but not really.
Hi, Barbie.
But either that or he's, like, 40 years old.
Weirdly German, though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's got to be, like, 40 years old. He sounds like an old, old man.
So he's older.
And he's super creepy, too.
Hi, Barbie.
Now, did you watch Toy Story 3 at all during this time?
No, not this week. Not this week, no. I've also determined that the song was actually written about one of three things. It was either written about an actual Barbie girl.
Okay.
Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Or 50 Shades of Grey.
Have you heard the theory about why Joan Rivers died?
No.
Okay, Missy's boss is a big conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
To ridiculous points. He's convinced that Joan Rivers was murdered because she found out that Michelle Obama is a man.
You know, maybe I heard that from
video
you.
Video evidence.
Has video evidence.
Well, not anymore. She's dead.
Yeah, she doesn't have the evidence.
Because just the day before, Joan Rivers was quoted saying something about how Michelle Obama is a man. Missy, what was it? You know what it was?
What the Joan Rivers quote for?
She's like, she's a man. We all know it. Everyone knows it. It's a dude.
Okay.
Interesting.
So she's a man.
We all know
we
it.
We all know it.
Everyone knows it. She's a dude.
She's a dude. I'm a dude. You're
He's
a dude.
A dude. She's a dude.
Dude, we should have totally picked
dudes,
that song.
Yeah, I'm a dude.
Oh, God.
He's a dude. She's a dude.
Would you have lasted through that?
Probably not. No. I think if it would have been any shorter of a song where I had to listen to it X amount more times and it would have just kept playing the same words over and over and over again. I mean,
you want to build a snowman?
Worse. Nope. I do not. Fuck you and fuck your snowman.
Wow.
Well, it's melting now.
That's some animosity there.
It is.
So explain your theory as to why.
All right. So it could be about a Barbie girl because, you know, she describes being a Barbie.
Okay. Yeah. Brushing hair.
Right. Take me anywhere. Undress me anywhere.
Being plastic.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Could be Joan Rivers because Joan Rivers was 90% plastic by the time she died. As a matter of fact, she was 90% plastic 15 years ago. So that's where I just kind of figure, you know, somebody's just writing a song about her.
Well, who's Joan Rivers Ken then?
I don't know. I didn't get that far into it.
All right, let's go to 50 Shades of Grey.
And then 50 Shades of Grey, just because if you really listen to the words of the song, it sounds like it could be like very masochistic.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm begging on my knees.
Ooh, I didn't.
You can touch me anywhere. If you tell me you love me or whatever, how'd it go?
I almost allowed you to listen to the Ken doll song right after the Barbie girl song, like back to back.
See, I've listened to it so much and toned it out that I can't even think of the lyrics that I was referring to for this whole
thing.
Well,
it's funny because you were saying, I think last week, you were like, I don't know the lyrics. All I know is this one part. And I guarantee you at the end of the week, I'm not even going to know those lyrics still.
Right.
So. Right.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, way to know yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to know yourself.
Feel out your body, you know, explore.
Right. I'm actually glad that I remembered these theories, but I have nothing to back up these theories. Oh, just like the internet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look up the fucking lyrics.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
All right. Don't torture yourself anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been through enough. You okay, buddy?
I'm not okay. I really need a drink.
You need. Well, you have one in your hand. Mm. Which, by the way, that brings us to we do not have a beer of the week. I apologize. But we all have drinks in our hands, and it's going to be.
I'm nice. Empty.
Not Meckler
oh,
anymore.
Yours is empty.
Yeah, I drank one.
We all had Fireball and Rum Chata shots.
Yes, we did.
Those are delicious.
Not feeling any of it, though.
No, not really.
A little disappointed by that.
I'm sorry. It's not. I didn't pour
They're not drinks to get you drunk. They're drinks to taste good.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
So, Mech, let's catch up with you. We heard about your week. Mech, tell me about your week.
My week kind of sucked, actually.
I have a feeling this is going to lead into a shitty transition. Is this going to lead into a shitty transition?
No, I just want to tell about my night tonight, but I figured I'd give him...
Oh, you know. Okay. No. All right, go.
My week kind of sucked.
I'm sorry. Why?
Just really busy at work. Nothing all that interesting.
Nothing interesting happened?
Did you ever stop, sit down, and think, man, this week really sucks, but at least I don't have to listen to Barbie Girl every time I'm on my way to work.
I did not think that, but now I have a valid excuse for next time I think this week sucks.
Now your day is better.
Sorry, continue.
We did have one lady print a giant check, and by giant check, I mean 9 feet by 4 feet.
Like one of those giant checks that they hand out at the like those TV infomercial thingies.
Yeah, but those are smaller.
Oh,
really?
9 feet by 4 feet is insanely big.
Nice.
Why did she do this?
Well, she has a charity.
Okay.
And she was getting a very large sum donated to her charity. So to celebrate, she printed out a 9 foot by 4 foot check, had it mounted and laminated. And then as soon as she comes to pick it up, she goes, oh, I can't fit this in my car. What am I going to do?
She realized all of a sudden, how am I going to transport this?
She never thought about it. Also, how am I going to fit this on the plane?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So how much... I mean, can you divulge like how much money she spent on you making this ridiculously large check?
I know just the print itself is $9 a square foot.
Okay, do the math on that one, yeah.
Don't know what that is because I don't math.
9 times 4 is 36.
Okay, then add...
So 36 times 9 then, right? Square foot,
yep.
Yeah. So you can do the math on that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that one I can't do. I could do basic math.
It's almost it. It's $325 or so dollars. Then add money for laminating and mounting and file rip fee. So that was probably like a $400 order.
Just for that one check. Just for this check.
And the check was only made out for $100.
Well, yeah,
multiply that by $2,500. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know, it kind of reminds me of a story that Lauren and I, when we first moved into our apartment, actually before we even moved into our apartment, we were at IKEA and found this Chicago skyline picture.
Found a Ferg and a Flugen.
A Flugen and Flugen.
Flugen and Flugen. I got a Brusque.
So we found this Chicago skyline picture.
Called the Flug.
And it's ginormous.
Flug.
And we're like, wait, I don't have any room in my car for this. So what I did, and it was cold. It was like January or February. It's like January, February. And I decided to try and tie it down to the roof.
Oh God.
Which
so
didn't
you float
help.
It off?
No. To keep it from floating off, I decided to roll down the window and hold it the entire time as my hand is freezing. And then I was like, Lauren, I'm losing it. So she had to roll down her window and grab it, and I got to take a break.
Oh my goodness.
And we transported this thing from IKEA in Bolingbrook all the way to my parents' house in Naperville.
That's a far trip.
Yeah. Especially when I was driving like 20 the entire time because I'm like, I don't want to lose this thing.
Yeah.
Because I just spent a crap ton of money on it.
At least you didn't do the Schaumburg to Naperville.
No. Yeah, exactly. That would suck.
No, I did that before because when I was in Boy Scouts, I was working at the camp. We had to go get some plywood. And the guy that I went to go get plywood with had one of those really tiny Saturn, like the town cars.
Okay.
Yeah. I never know what Saturn cars are called because they're all
SL2
numbers. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
That's what Missy had for a long time.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah. So we're driving, you know, we tie with our Boy Scout knots this piece of plywood onto the top of a tiny Saturn. And we're like driving down the road holding it just like you were describing.
Exactly.
Looks pretty ridiculous.
Everybody does that. So what did she do with the check?
She never came to get it again.
Oh, she just left it?
She never like... came back. She was going to pick it up by 1 o'clock, and we emailed her at 5 o'clock when we were closing, like, hey, we can only sell till 5:45.
Yeah.
We can probably have you come get it tomorrow.
You got to come get your check.
Yeah, she never. She said she was going to stop by with a bigger car, but still, I don't think an Excursion was going to fit that either.
Are you authorized to give out checks?
Well, for honestly, okay, what happens with the big check is the big one is just for show.
Well, yeah.
And they just tape an actual check to the back of it.
Okay. I never knew that. I never knew that.
I didn't know they taped one on there. I thought they just gave it to them separately.
Because I never get one of those giant checks.
I'll get you one.
I really want one.
Maybe for your birthday.
Nice.
I'll get you a giant check.
Just make sure that you can transport it. I don't want it left at Mex.
it's kind of...
He doesn't need okay two giant checks.
He leaves everything that I have him make there anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah. Still don't have your business cards.
Yeah.
So, actually, do you have any ties with the DuPage Derby Dames?
No.
Because they do a lot of, like, I got a lot of the flyers and stuff like that. And
speaking of...
Yeah, I went and saw them. Like one of the bartenders of the bar we go to, she's a DuPage Derby Dame, and actually somebody we work with at the hospital is also one on the same team, which is really, you know, coincidence.
Weird.
Yeah, it's a coincidence. Odd. So I decided their home opener was tonight, and I decided to go, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was like this. Run down, like, not really run down, but just like 1970s roller derby, like roller rink.
Well, let me tell you this. The roller rink that you guys went to was the roller rink that I used to go to as a kid.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Definitely just like
it
run
hasn't
down.
It's changed and, like, since then.
You know what? Lauren said she went there
still
as
using
a kid
the same
too.
Hot dogs. Yeah.
don't eat the corn dogs. We're not doing No, Lauren said the same thing. Like, she's like, I used to come here as a kid, and it's the exact same.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing changed about this roller rink. And it was
still the same staff.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it, man. That lady was a bitch. a little referee in the middle.
So it was really cool to, like, because I've seen the movie Whip It, and I'm sure you haven't, and I don't
Correct.
Know if you have. You have?
I have, yeah.
Okay. So I had like a general idea.
Ellen Page, right?
Yeah, Ellen Page, correct. And what's the woman's name from Saturday Night Live?
There are a lot of them.
Kenan Thompson.
Tina Fey.
It's not Tina Fey, but she's usually with Tina Fey on a lot of stuff.
Or Amy Poehler.
Maybe.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen. I think it's Kristen Wiig. She's blonde-ish.
No, you're thinking Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Baby
anyway.
Mama.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I don't watch that show. I'm sorry.
Good show.
This is a good show.
It was.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say. Yeah, never mind. I wasn't listening to you. I was just about to say Parks and Rec right after you did. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute.
So I had a general idea of what it is. Let me tell you something, Mac. That movie glorifies that game. Okay? It is not as fast-paced as you think it is. Like
it's not.
It's really not. So the whole, for those of you that don't know what roller derby's rules entail, is basically, no, not her. Sorry. Try again.
He
just showed me a picture of Amy. Just look up the movie.
He just showed me, yeah.
Well.
He just showed me a picture of Amy Poehler.
No? Is it this lady? Which is funny because I was just going to like search up one of the other people. Christ, oh
my. So you have a team of five.
Like, oh, it's Ellen Page.
They have one person.
It was
who,
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You have one person whose goal, like, she's the scorer, and she has to get past all of the people and go all the way around the rink and get past the other people. And
does that rotate? Like,
yes, they rotate scorers. every belt.
Okay.
Is what they, I think they call them belts, something like that.
All right. Fair
so,
enough.
And they're hour-long games in half-hour segments,
mm-hmm.
half times, whatever. They have a halftime.
Okay.
And it was fun. It was just, like, fun to watch, you know. Let me tell you something. We were cheering for... what is her name?
Dana?
Well, no, her roller rink name is Dana... Danger.
Danger Dana?
Danger
yeah,
Dana.
That's what she goes by on the... Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. We were cheering for... She is great. She's a really, really good scorer, man. She's like a fox. She gets through those people.
So, now where does
like
the...
Like a fox.
Where does the whole, like, knocking people over and beating the shit out of each other come into play?
Because the defense... Like, if... All right. So, if your team, your scorer is first out, okay,
mm-hmm.
then that scorer has control. They can decide to end the game by basically giving a suck it move.
Okay,
they have to hit their hips twice,
and
then
lick it.
That just means like the round's over. They've won that round, or if they got enough like points or whatever. Okay. So once you make it through, you become the person in charge that can do the suck it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the official title.
Yeah. To do the suck it.
To do the suck it.
You do the suck it.
You know what I mean by the suck it?
You
know
the person in charge. It's written right on the jersey.
Like the Generation X suck it.
Yeah. Okay. D-Generation X.
Sorry, D-Generation X.
You suck.
X-Pac.
It.
Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Local H.
Road Dog.
Red Dog.
Randy Man Sandwich.
Shawn we just Michaels. Totally derailed right there. Oh, okay. Where was I?
Like 20 days away till WrestleMania. Okay. I'm really excited.
All right. And then the beating shit out of each other.
Yeah, so you have to go all the way around and get through those people again. So if you're on the team who doesn't have the suck it person, you have to...
the suck it-er.
The suck it-er.
These are official terms.
You have to block them from getting through you or else they're going to score points.
Okay.
And the other team has to try and break their hold. So your sucker.
The hold breakers.
The hold breakers. So your sucker can get through and score points.
She could slide slipperily.
Oh, God.
What are some other roles?
This is much better than my Barbie girl story. Like,
this is the idiot's
Barbie girl.
The idiot's guide to roller derby. Yeah. No, there's also the defense girls and the sucker girl and the...
a guy that wears like a white and black stripe thing that he's in charge of everyone. It's like Zebra Man.
Dude, there's like eight refs.
The Zebra Men.
The Zebra Men. Sorry, there's eight Zebra Men.
Or women.
Or women. Yes, there was
zebra
a couple
dykes.
Zebra.
Was she a bitch? Because I'm pretty sure it's the same bitch that used to yell at me for skating too fast.
No, I mean, so, like, they're constantly, like, you know, bumping off of each other and, like, you know, throwing each
other
around.
Elbow throwers.
But if you get out of bounds, mm-hmm. you have to go all the way back behind and try again.
Okay.
So, the out-of-bounders.
The out-of-bound, yeah. The out-of-bounders.
So now, do the defensive people, like, do they stay in the same spot or you're constantly
No, you're just constantly out? Moving. Okay. You're constantly moving forward. And there's like
forward moving defensemen.
there's other technical things that the reason I know all of this is because Lauren's friend who works at the hospital, she is the coach of the A team and Dana is on the B team. So there was B team played first and then A team played. And when Dana's team was up, Sarah came up to me and she's like, "So do you know what you're looking at right now?" Or I'm like, "No, I'm good." I mean, she's like, "Do you know the rules?" I'm like, "No, I mean, they're just, you know, hitting each other."
Yeah.
So she started explaining a lot to me. And I'm like, she's like, "Do you understand now?" And I'm like, "I got a general idea, but they play so many rounds
that it's
like, yeah, I mean, the first time you watch football, you don't understand what the fuck is going on.
Still don't.
Yeah.
You know, you have to watch like a number set of downs before you understand how the mechanics of it work.
Still don't.
We actually have to watch it, Meckler.
Oh, fuck that.
We'll teach you someday if you really want.
But it was a great experience. I obviously supported their team. I bought a t-shirt.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I bought a hoodie for my wife.
Oh, very nice.
DuPage Derby Dames with a male lion on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they're, what was the roller rink that they're at?
Coach Light
in
Roselle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Zebraman Light.
The zebra
sounds like a beer.
Zebraman Light sounds like a pale ale, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's like a stout mixed with a amber
zebra ale. So, I mean, if you're in the area, definitely go out and support them. Give me 1 second. Talk about something, because oh my god, I just showed myself.
You're noosing
Jake's
your
gonna get, Jake's
headphones.
Gonna go get the schedule so that he can give out the dates.
But, schedule,
you know. Right here. Oh, see, it's now right lost here. It. Ask your wife,
Lauren.
Oh, so yeah, Mackler,
we could have paused, you know.
We could have paused. I guess I okay, this is much more fun.
This is
commentary,
much more terrible for the listeners.
It's like we're watching roller derby.
Oh, yeah, here's the.
Nice. Does it say Danger 911?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, because her number's 911. Oh, so, okay. And there's a little heart over the J because she made me feel special. Which is kind of funny. Like, we know her, but we don't.
Right.
You know?
Like, the only way that I know her is she pours my drinks at the bar.
And she's
nice. She knows me by name and gives me sometimes extra half pitchers when the other ones are full of head.
Yeah. Speaking of full ahead.
Oh my god, here we go.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I have to finish this first.
I gotta get it up.
So for their 2000, today was the season opener. And they've got April 4th, May 9th, June 13th, July 18th,
so
August.
It's once a month.
29th, September 19th, and October 17th, which is the season closer, which I'll probably definitely go in October. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it's $10 if you buy it, like, outside. At the door, it's $12.
But which, I mean, really isn't bad either.
No. We almost went go-karting today, and that was, like, 8-minute ride
for
$26.
Where at?
The K1 go-kart
place.
Oh,
okay. That's why. That's okay. Not really go-karting. That's like speed karting.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of fun.
It looks fun.
I'm going to read off this little flyer here. So tickets $10 online, $12 at the door. Kids 8 and under are free, which is excellent because then I only had to pay for myself and my wife.
Yeah.
And took my kids, which they had a really good time. You should have seen them. They're like at like the side of the rink, just like pounding on it. Like, yeah!
Having fun. That's good.
They were having a great time. You can go on the website www.DuPageDerbyDames.com. DuPageDerbyDames.com.
Interesting.
So I told her I'd give us a shout out, give them a shout out because,
you know,
give us a shout out.
Yeah. Well, then who knows? Maybe they'll.
All right. For all the listeners of the Living Showcase podcast, you should listen to the Living Showcase podcast. It's on iTunes.
No, it's just, you know, like maybe we can make some more flyers and like at their thing, they could be like, hey, the Living Showcase podcast.
Yeah.
Because they made a shout out for us. You know what?
Not.
I can make it happen. You'll see.
Oh.
So,
just enough Danny print out the flyers.
Talking about making
the <not brand new.
laughs> talking about making it happen and getting That's some fine. Head.
Uh-oh.
Get it up.
Actually, our question of the week. This brings us to our question
okay,
of the week.
Okay, question of the week.
Yeah.
Why did all the girls start looking at us?
Yeah, I know.
And get quiet.
So, question mark writes, all right, podcast people, our Living Showcase podcast question mark question of the week. I love how you say mark question of the week.
I wonder who fills out
is
these questions.
As follows. Here. If you could rename the Pornhub wank band, what would you call it? And I have to say, I'm a little upset that not a lot of people responded to this.
That's a
It was kind of a hard question. I mean,
it's like
Jeff Jones even replied, but only to say I would start by spelling wank band correctly.
Because when I put it in initially, I mean, question mark, whoever that is.
Spelled it with a C.
When he put it in, his phone auto-corrected it to Pornhub want band.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
It's Pornhub, all right, question mark.
Pornhub wink band?
Whoever you are.
So Paul writes in, says wank reactor or Enerjacker battery.
That one's good.
Interjector battery.
I would just say that we should rename it to reflect the kinds of people who are going to be using it the most. So I would just
the
call
sweaty
it
sweaty hairy men's
the Brossard.
The bracelet.
Goat writes in and he suggests muscle memories.
That one I really liked, actually.
Yeah, I kind of like that one too.
I do.
That'd be good if it was like a photo frame for your wrist.
Maybe if you like combine the Wank Band with like the new
like the Samsung watches.
The Samsung watch.
That would be sweet.
The Galaxy. Go what? To town on yourself.
So our topics this week actually have a lot to do with sex.
Surprise.
As usual.
Imagine that.
All you ladies out there, this topic is for you. Giving head is good for your health. That's right.
Yes, it is.
Oral sex.
All of our girlfriends
to the hen house over there. Oral sex, BJ's, fellatio, call it what you will. The big news is giving head is good for your health.
That's why I'm so healthy. it's receiving, right? Receiving.
God.
For getting them.
No, actually, this was submitted This was submitted by Goat too. So thanks, Goat. Girls have long been aware that sperm works as face cream that draws out impurities when it dries and tastes delicious. I'm not sure that all girls know that or really believe that. How do you feel about that one, Mark?
I don't know.
Yeah, as someone who gets a lot of facials.
It does feel really good, and it
helps cleansing. Moisturize his chest hair.
Never mind.
Lauren just made a Street Fighter 2 noise when they die.
Lauren.
I gave her one.
Fine. Never mind. I'm sorry. I just totally lost everything that we were about right there.
We're going to continue on.
All right.
Something about sperm, face cream, impurities when it dries, and tastes delicious.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes if you eat a lot of pineapple, it is rumored to taste like pineapple.
Which is funny because why?
If you eat a lot of bacon, does it taste like bacon?
Oh, my God.
No.
It's probably really salty after that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if a man in France can come up with the idea to invent a pill to take to make your fart smell
flowers. I never bought those.
Why not? Aww. You already have shittins.
I forgot. I was going to buy those.
Then why hasn't somebody come up with an idea? 5%. Why hasn't somebody come up with an idea like of a pill or something to take that makes your spunk taste flavorful?
Your spunk?
Yeah, you know, your jisms.
Call it your spunk.
Semen.
Make it taste like chocolate. Fluids. I'll bet
you God,
a lot
women
more guys
would do it. Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Well, it's Valentine's Day. I got you chocolate way.
You just have to work for it.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I'm in your head.
So what we know now, thanks to research at the State University of New York, is that male semen contains a variety of chemicals that make you feel content, younger, and more affectionate. Oral sex be... wait, how did I just read this again and again?
I don't know.
Now the results are in, and what researchers with 300 female students at the university's Albany campus have confirmed after a study lasting several months is that girls who swallow adequate amounts of seminal fluid are less likely to suffer depression, mental health problems, and those who have regular sex, particularly unprotected sex, are happier, healthier, thinner, and perform better on cognitive tests.
Good thing I do all of those. You want me to read? You look like you're having a hard time.
Yeah, my contacts are drying out. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You want to switch?
Did this study? Was it a man?
Well, I mean, it's an accredited university.
Yeah, it's definitely
of 300 sluts. 300 women over the course of months.
Yeah, it's bang you. All right,
so I just took the computer to read the article, and the first thing that I come across is, the sticky stuff is as good as any sleeping pill, and when you open your eyes on a new day, there's nothing better for your body and soul than to nudge the one beside you awake and pump out another warm milky draft with its zingy flavor of lemon and vanilla.
Lemon? One. How do you get it to taste like lemon and vanilla?
My God. Let's see. For all those scientists, chemists, and doubters out there, seminal fluid contains estrone and oxytocin.
Oxytocin, yeah.
Which give you a mild high, like one puff on something illegal. thyrotropin, a hormone stimulant that acts as an antidepressant, serotonin, an antidepressant neurotransmitter, melatonin, a sleep aid, and cortisol, which combats stress by releasing adrenaline.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's actually some pretty legit
properties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chemical properties in men's. I mean, I like who knew?
A lot.
Who knew that we had such uses?
Yeah.
Other than impregnation.
I mean, the only thing that could make this better is if somebody were to get our next topic.
Oh, God.
Here we
what
go.
Is going on?
So.
I had something really quick to say about sure. the last topic. Okay. Because I was reading all these topics to Flanagan today. To be like, you know, what one should I talk about? You know, what sounds better? And I was reading this one too, and he goes, "Man, I feel like I need to just like bring this article around in bars,
yeah, just, like, just hand it to someone,
just hand like, it to someone."
So I'm not even gonna ask. I'm just gonna let you read this. I'll be waiting out in the parking lot.
And my favorite part to this yeah. topic, which you didn't read, which is fine. It's a long article, but it says if you're gay, like either lesbian. That you should grab the nearest Joe and suggest giving him a blowjob.
Yeah, because that's exactly what gay women want to do.
It's for her health.
Actually, I Meckler. Don't even.
Sure.
Oh my God. I actually don't see that in here unless it was higher up. Let's see.
No, it's in there. I forget where exactly. But I mean, it's just basically it's so good for you. Blah blah. If, you know. Antidepressants.
Right, right.
You know, it's not like, okay, I'll cut this out if we have to, but it's not like, you know, we work in a hospital and we deal with suicidal patients all the time.
Yeah.
What, I mean, it's not like in a perfect world, you know, a social worker goes into a suicidal patient and is just like, you
here,
know,
eat my spoon.
God damn it. You know what? You need a blow. You need to do a blowjob. Yeah. You need to blow somebody.
You just need to swallow some. Never mind.
Just gobble some knob right now.
We might have to go. But we'll see. All right. Stupid chair. Your chair's trying to kill me. I'm
sorry.
Pretty sure it has
it happens.
All right. So anyway, so it's the only thing that can make it better is if somebody may have had one of these. A
Magler just trapped his inhaler.
Sex selfie stick lets you take vagina selfies just like you've always wanted.
Oh, I just use my feet.
I would like to see that. I really would.
No, you put on a self timer and then just like
hold
put
it.
Yeah.
It actually brings up the fact of like this cures the entire self timer.
It really does.
Yeah.
So
it brings it up.
No, selfie sticks don't have a shutter on them. It's just you put it on a timer and then you hold it out in front of you.
No. This
the selfie stick is it has a button. You put the phone on the selfie stick, hold it out, and you press the button on the handle, and it takes the picture.
Oh, I've always seen ones that are just you use the timer.
Yeah, no.
No, but this one is a dildo that has a camera at the end of it that you can take pictures of inside your vagina.
Yes.
Oh.
So
why would you want the inside?
Well, there's some creepers out there.
So When it comes to sexting, people with penises have it all too easy. As anyone who's ever tried to hold up a mirror to their vagina in order to insert a tampon to check for STIs or whatever.
You know what? It is not easy to take a selfie of your penis. And Mark, you could attest to this.
No, you use your feet. I'm telling you.
Or somebody, wait. Can you?
Can I?
You have a penis?
Do it was your friend, wasn't it?
Do I take a Wait. Lot of... Oh, you're talking about
I'm
the...
I'm talking about the bro, the brocation. The brocation. Or
gay-cation.
The gay-cation, yeah.
Okay. I was like, what are you Try talking about? Like, have I been sending you pictures in the middle of the night
yes.
again?
Yes, you have.
Ooh, awkward.
Well, I mean, I'm the only one that will enjoy
that.
Yeah,
no, that was Joey. He's smashing all of its
Which women
fingers.
Don't even like so. That. Like, I mean,
no,
there's
they
just...
really don't.
Penises are not attractive, and it's very hard to take a selfie to make your penis look attractive.
Some girls like it. Not all of them. Missy's over here like, yeah, no. Not so much.
I like funny ones. Like
funny ones. She likes funny ones. And then take a picture of it. So what you're saying is we have to get creative if we're going to take a picture of our penis.
Yeah, just draw a face on it.
Yeah. All right, man. Okay, go ahead.
The invention of the Svavcom Gaga camera vibrator allows you to FaceTime from inside your vagina.
FaceTime.
For when topless pics FaceTime? Simply won't cut it. Oh, yeah. Now you can get all up in your own business without having to contort your body into weird positions or squat over the toilet with a hand mirror, because none of those things are particularly fun or sexy.
I mean, all they have to do is put their legs behind their heads and then, you know, somehow...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this one's legit. The device basically looks like any other vibrator that you might have. Yeah. You specifically, Jacob. With the only difference being that it has a camera attached to the end with lights surrounding it. So you can take high quality and extremely intimate photo fodder for sex.
What if your power goes out and that's the only flashlight you have nearby? And you go outside at the exact moment the lights come back on. You're like, what? I'm not holding a dick.
I love that on here you've got a picture of Batman from the animated Batman series.
Yeah,
just going
just
like this.
Yeah.
Just like stroking his chin. Oh, man.
Because he's thinking about using it on Robin.
So it says here, the camera vibrator sounds like your next bedroom must have. You can buy it online at Love Honey for the low price of £119, which
translates to
$184.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
$184.
Or three easy payments of $69.99.
And it's actually out of stock on their site until March 16th. So yeah. There really is a market for this thing. And then they have a video. In case you guys want to watch
it. I don't want to see the video. No video right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the outsides of vaginas.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole like concept of just I want to see inside you. Like, I might as well go to the OR and watch, you know, some operation of a camera, you know, down up some guy's leg or to cut a piece
of... Yeah, but
that's
not a vagina.
No, but it's the same thing. It's all flesh. It's all like, you know, pink or red. And
aren't there garden gnomes in
vaginas?
Yeah. So who's the troll that lets the babies pass?
You know the one good thing. You
like
know
Billy Goat's Grub.
What? Oh God!
Does it ask it three questions?
Yes. So the one good thing about the sex selfie stick is that it doesn't judge. So you can take as many pictures as you want and it doesn't judge you. Unlike this dating site.
Does it post it to Instagram and Facebook for you?
Actually, yes, because it goes right to your phone and you can upload them from there. But anyways, this dating site for beautiful
judges
people
hard.
Kicks out more than 3,000 members.
Farmers
for
only.
Letting themselves go.
ChristiansMingle.com. Yeah.
See, now you guys are just trying to be assholes.
Yeah. J-Data has too many big noses. Oh, racist.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Wait,
all right.
Okay, so I don't understand this. I saw the article, and this is one I didn't read.
I'm about to read it right now, so we're going to read it together.
Yeah, let's
read it together.
So it's
for the betterment of beautiful people around the globe. That's the ugly message an exclusive international dating site sent to more than 3,000 members that they deleted from the site on Thursday for letting themselves go.
Hey, are you single and have low self-esteem? Well, you can't be on our side either.
It says,
this is like
ArianRace.com. And it's the most difficult part of managing the business. BeautifulPeople.com's owner, Genevieve Hodge, said in a statement, "We take no pleasure in removing members, but it's a necessary evil in order to maintain the beautiful community and our prized business model."
They realize beauty is only skin deep, right?
Well, it's also just a light switch away.
Hmm.
I'm going to hell.
Yes.
Reasons Jesus for their immediate Christ. Removal were weight gain and graceless aging, according to Greg Hodge.
Graceless.
Who is Genevieve's husband and also runs the company. Letting unattractive people populate the site would compromise the very concept for which BeautifulPeople.com was founded.
I just want to know how many black people are on there. It sounds racist, but everybody knows that black people age well.
That's true. That is
black
very
don't
true.
Crack.
I don't
black
know.
Don't
I just,
crack.
That's fucking retarded. Like, I mean, I understand. Why would you? I got nothing to say.
Why would you even join this site in the first place? Right. It's like hotornot.com. Like, you just.
First of all, you have to be conceited as fuck to be on this site to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the fact that people are going to go through and judge, like, okay. So maybe the people on the website don't think that they're beautiful. I'm sorry, Lauren, did you want to say something?
She didn't want to say anything.
What?
She didn't want to say anything.
Oh, it just looked like she was leaning towards
I know.
Mike. Yeah,
I know. She's
anyways,
leaning in. Getting in there. Getting all lip in it.
It should be like any other dating site, like
Farmers Only.
Like Farmers Only or BlackPeopleMeet.com or ChristianMingle.com. All of which I'm a member of. Not really.
You're really trying, aren't you there, buddy?
Yeah.
I will tell you what site I do want to do.
Aryan Meetup?
No, not Aryan Meetup. I seriously want to do the My Fake Girlfriend or Boyfriend.com.
Yeah, we were going to do that.
I think we should do it this next week.
I'm going to have to take some more shirtless pictures.
I think we're going to have to do like a whole photo shoot.
I like it. Glamour shots?
You know, glamour shots. We'll get like a background, backdrop. Definitely. Yeah, we can go to Sears. They have like carpets, you know, that just hang on the walls.
I think you're in the wrong store.
Oh my God.
You know, like those posters? Like the poster displays that you could just flip through them?
That's Walmart.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sears, Walmart, they're both terrible.
Is this Sears in a tent outside somewhere?
It might be.
It could
in a
be.
Mall parking lot.
It wasn't, I mean, it said it was a traveling Sears. Oh, God. I mean, it was circus.
C-E-E-R-S. Yeah, Sears.
Oh, all right, man. Everybody. With that coming up, that's going to bring us to a close.
Is it really?
It is.
Is it time already?
It is. It's that time already.
Oh, my God. Wonderful.
Let's do one more topic.
You want to do one more?
Yeah.
One more topic.
All right.
We're going again. More.
We're
going
to push it. We're going to push that limit.
We're going to Sears again.
Fuck you and your closing time.
Closing
all right.
time.
So, speaking of things that probably should have been closed, Florida man shot his sister in the butt over a penis.
We're doing a Florida topic. We have to do the Florida. God damn it.
You can edit this in post.
No. Yeah. You have to do it. America's penis.
You're so proud of yourself.
I love
you really
it.
Are.
Do you have it on the F key for
yes,
Florida?
Yes, he does.
Don't judge me.
He really does.
Don't judge
anyways,
me.
A Florida man shot his sister in the butt over a penis-shaped birthday cake.
Was it with his penis?
It must have been. Which is actually really funny because if my sister made me a penis-shaped birthday cake, I would think it was hilarious.
I'm just saying they're from Florida. I mean, incest.
That's
not
true.
That far.
Yeah, he was aiming where he wanted to go.
A Holy Hill, Florida man, 21-year-old Christopher Taft, was arrested on battery charges last Sunday for shooting his sister in the ass with a BB gun.
Oh, a that BB makes gun? It okay.
Slightly
that's it?
Less
yeah.
interesting.
What?
It's not a penis-shaped squirt gun?
Oh god, it's like penis.
Why would she make him a penis cake in the first place? I don't know.
Oh man.
Like that's so weird. Okay. Talking about women and penises and all this stuff like that. Like, you know, you see in movies or actually just you go to freaking Spencer's or help me out with
Dick
another. Dick pasta?
Yeah, Spencer's has that. It's like macaroni noodles shaped like dicks.
Yeah.
But okay, that's my whole point. Like
the novelty
novelty
bachelorette party.
Exactly. There's like just penises galore. Like penis cake molds. Penis jello molds. Penis, you know, games. Thrones. I don't know. Like just penises.
Penis games.
Yeah, like pin the penis on the man or what, naked man.
I like to go the foreigner route and call them head games.
Head. You know what? I think they had it right when they did. God damn it! Not Euro Trip. It's around the same time. Back to School, where they were doing a like one of her. You have not seen Back to School?
I don't know. What was it about?
Will Ferrell.
Where old they go, school.
Hey, old school. Not Back to School. Back to School is Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, old school. You know, where like
or Alice Cooper.
Where Andy Dick is teaching a blowjob class.
Oh yeah, in the house.
Yeah, in the house.
They're teaching it in the house, yeah. I remember that.
I think that's a necessary tool. maybe not taught by a man, but you know.
Who knows a man's better body than
a man?
I give myself a hand job every day.
You know what I mean?
God.
It's true.
Meckler?
Anyway, so
this is where I remind you that your dad is listening.
Here we go.
Hi, Dad.
Taft told police he thought it would be funny to shoot his sister with a BB gun as a joke and did not intend to hurt her. The BB was embedded in the victim's skin, and she refused to be transported, saying she would go to a hospital herself. Victim told police she did not want to pursue criminal charges.
No, this was a, you know, domestic, you know, misunderstanding.
Truth.
He fired a little early. It was premature. He was going to wait until later, but he just got too excited.
He wasn't supposed to go inside her.
Yeah. Wasn't supposed to break the skin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He was not trying to get up in them guts.
So now for real this time, we really need to close.
I think we're just... Oh, man.
Now we're just stretching. So get with us on Facebook, on
it's
Twitter.
It's called expanding.
Yeah,
it was cold out.
Email us at livingshowcasepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on iTunes and Stitcher and Podomatic.
If you're on iTunes, hop over to Stitcher. It's way better.
Yeah.
Or if on Stitcher, hop back to iTunes because
just because
it's automatic.
Stitcher can be automatic.
Follow the DuPage Derby Dames at DuPageDerbyDames.com.
That's a www.DuPageDerbyDames.com.
Print out your 9-foot checks at any of your local Alphagraphic stores.
All right, you guys have a great week. Thank you for hanging with us. We will see you next week.
We hang to the left.